Welcome on. First, your head coach, Luke Swedberg, after his team's 9-point victory over Laverne. Coach, you told me earlier today you wanted to turn this game into sort of a track meet. Talk to me about that 22-4 first quarter a little bit.
Yeah, I thought in the first quarter we got off to a great start. We played at our pace. We got our shots. We were able to pressure them a little bit, and that kind of helped us kind of up the tempo here. But, yeah, I thought the first quarter was great from the standpoint of the pace and the shots we got and just kind of being able to speed them up a little bit.
You had points during that losing streak where your team struggled to hit the three ball, but early on your team hit 3 three-pointers in the first quarter. Was it a relief to see those three balls fall early?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great when shots go in early. It kind of opens up everything else and really makes the defense have to really expand, and then we want to make them rotate from there.
Thought you had two really good scorers tonight, Raul Munoz and Brody Burns. Let's talk a bit about Brody. He hit 4 three-pointers tonight. He put himself in the right spots. What have you noticed about his game that's really allowed him to be so good here in 2024?
Yeah, I think one of the things with Brody is just, man, he's just put in consistent work, kind of working on his jump shot, being able to, you know, making sure he's got great balance and just being consistent with his shot routine over and over again.
And Raul, who really struggled on the road trip, he was unconscious to open up this ball. Have you ever seen that version of Raul before?
Yeah, I mean, Raul's always been a great decision maker. You know, Raul's one of those guys, he really wants to make the right play for the team, make the right decision. And I thought he did that early on. You know, he made a wide open three, but he had a couple really nice takes to the basket where, man, he just made a great finish on it. Man, he said, I'm going to go put it in. I'm not going to try and go get a foul. I'm just going to go put this in the basket. So I thought it was a really good run by Raul.
You guys are now 5-1. I know this isn't like a technical home game, but it is in Garden City. You guys are 5-1 in Garden City this season. What has it been about this group that's allowed them to play so well here in this state?
Yeah, I think one of those things is kind of just the mentality at home, right? The protecting of the home floor, the excited to play. You know, we usually have a pretty good crowd, pretty good student section. And so I think it's one of those where, man, we're just excited to play, excited to be on our home floor. And now we need to carry that mentality with us on the road as well, because, as you know, hasn't been that great on the road for us.
Less than 24 hours, you guys do it again at home against a very talented Life Prep squad. What are some things that you're stressing tomorrow night to try and pull off a second straight win?
Yeah, absolutely. Life Prep's coming in. They're playing really well this season. A lot of talent, a lot of athleticism. I mean, they can do it kind of a bunch of different ways. So we got to be ready to go here. But we'll have a little film session walkthrough tomorrow and be prepared for those guys.
Feel good for you tonight? Be coaching on a college court again?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting walking back here and like, oh, yeah, this has a little bit more of a familiar setting. But, you know, it's fun to be here on campus. We appreciate Garden City Community College being able to host us tonight. And so, yeah, really thankful to be able to be here.
Tell you what, the way you guys played in that first quarter, you might have given the Bronc Busters a run for their money. Congratulations, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.